in research studies to help improve the quality of life for others in the future. Again, if you are 35 years or older and have chronic low back pain, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Or visit us online at radiantresearch.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend Jeff Hopper from Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
If you've got brown recluse spiders, bees, wasps, mosquitoes, moles, voles, ants, bats, mice, rats, anything like that, call Hopper's and we can solve that problem for you. Have no fear, Hopper's is here for you. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend 100 and get 20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For your love. Name that song in four notes. Oh, yeah. The show called Name That Tune. You wouldn't know about it, Peon.
Oh, sure, I remember it.
The original TV show was hosted by a guy named George DeWitt.
Wow.
Do you know who sang the songs for the people to guess what song it was?
Yeah, Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee Johnson.
Yeah.
Later to become Kathy Lee Gifford. There are some advantages to being old. You can answer stuff like that. All right, we have to finish the Burke segment here, but I was thinking about something. I just looked at the weather, a radar.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the worst of it is kind of on the way out. There's more to come, but we get a break here.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, our station lightning detector has been working like a champ today.
Well, Dan, let me read you. I get a little emotional about this because I feel sorry for people who listen to FM radio.
Yeah.
They have no warning.
No.
They have no crackling, no static. I hope I can get through this. Dear Frank, just want to thank you for saving my husband's life. Sorry.
Oh.
He was on the way home earlier today, and he was listening to KTRS. He normally doesn't listen to any of the other programming, but he had it on because he didn't want to forget to tune in at 3. Mm. His radio started crackling and staticky, and he knew a storm was coming. So he pulled in to an overpass, under an overpass. Yeah. And as he sat there, he watched four cars that were behind him get hit with heavy hail and completely damaged.
Oh.
The driver's injured severely. But my husband was saved thanks to the warning system built into AM radio.
Man.
Yeah.
Saving lives.
That's great. They have all this new equipment and stuff to warn you mm-hmm. way ahead of time. But,
mm-hmm. but TV does, but FM doesn't.
Yeah, no.
Here's one that's very interesting. Frank, I tried for years to get my wife to listen to your show. She said you were crude, not funny, juvenile, immature, and Frank, I said, honey, you're right. It's the greatest show you've ever heard. But she refused to listen. I'm sorry.
Oh,
about an hour ago, my wife was killed in her car, and when the police went to get her out, her body, they noticed the radio was on an FM station.
Oh, man.
Think of it. This woman riding along, maybe singing along with some FM station, mm-hmm. oblivious to the storm, to the hail, the wind. and killed.
Probably blown right off the road.
Into a concrete pillar.
Oh, man.
In fact, it says here she was blown off the road into a concrete pillar.
Wow.
If only she had listened to me and listened to you.
Yeah.
That's how he closed it. Well, Jim, I'm so sorry for your loss. Folks, we're so proud.
Now he can find someone that's AM and the PM, though.
Well, that's the good news.
Yeah.
Get on one of these dating sites.
And
there ought to be, we said this before, an AM and the PM dating site.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't finish the Burke segment. And let me say one other thing. I know a lot of people are bummed out because it's spring, it's tornado season, it's bad weather season. It's April 26th. To me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
He was ready. Now, in 5 days, because this is a 30-day April, 30 days has September, April, June, July. This is
November,
a 30-day month. In 5 days, it's going to be May 1st. And 4 days after that, it's May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo.
Mm. Yes.
Which means nothing to me, because to me, May 5th is just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Well, you know
before you know it, it's Memorial Day.
You know what the day before that is, though? It's May 4th, which is considered Star Wars Day.
And it's also Cinco de Cuatro.
Yeah, and my girlfriend Sandy's birthday.
No, it's not Cinco de Cuatro.
Cinco de Cuatro?
Cuatro de Mayo.
Cinco de Cuatro?
What in the world? That would be five of the four. The fifth of four. Thank you, Peon.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Cuatro de Mayo. What? Cuatro de Mayo. Well, and then here, 30th, Memorial Day's late this year.
Yeah.
It's May 30th.
Yeah.
To me, Memorial Day is just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Cinco de Cuatro, though, it could be like
that. No, Cuatro. Well, but that means five of four.
But it's the fifth month.
Yeah, but that would be...
It would be Cinco de Cinco, then.
But I was... Huh? But
it
I was
would be five of five.
It would be cuatro de cinco, fourth of the fifth month. Dan, it didn't work.
Yeah, neither way it didn't.
It didn't work. Yeah. It should have been, I should have said cuatro de mayo. Okay.
Okay.
So, Peon is here now with his his contribution to the Burke segment. Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Speaking of the weather, the big band of storms happened to blow right through right on my way to work. And
well, we're lucky you weren't killed.
Yes, yes, because I trudged on while others pulled over.
A lot of people
on
radio would have called in and said, I can't make it.
Yes.
Can't make it in today.
Well, that's what part of the Burke segment is going to be. I was coming up 40, westbound on Highway 40, to right before the 270 intersect. And that's when the sky started opening up. Driving on 40, it looked like you were getting ready to drive into a deep sea aquarium. You know that that turquoise, deep blue water? Yeah, the sky looked...
It's kind of scary.
Yes, it's very ominous. But yeah. That's when it started hailing, along with the heavy rain. And people were pulling over on the side of the road in the hail. Now, I don't know if that's a strategy that's been told to people.
Well,
or...
because if you drive into it, you're increasing the velocity.
That's what I was wondering.
No,
yes.
Look, stick your head out the window when it's raining sometime. I used to ride a lot of motorcycles, at 16 motorcycles. Rain hitting you on the face on a motorcycle is like rocks.
Yeah, it's like needles going
and
into
And
you.
I would imagine if you drive into hail, you're just doubling the velocity of those stones.
Yeah, I wonder what the exponentially how much you're increasing because... If you keep moving, there's a chance you could move out of the hail by going in a different direction, which I did eventually by going northbound on 270 towards Westport.
Well,
there were a lot of people that took that advice. Not me, though, because I had to get here for my job.
Well, so. Sometimes it's...
Sometimes I'm not a hero, though.
It's raining so hard or hailing so hard you can't see. And that's why a lot of people will pull over also, too. It's
especially can't
see
if the hail's hitting you in the eyes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's shattered your windshield, and it's hitting you directly in your face.
Yeah, it hits you in the eye.
Then maybe you should pull over.
You go, oh, hail, I better pull over.
And to the person then, I got to... What?
Hang on.
All hail?
He wanted to make sure we heard.
Yeah, I heard it.
Little joke.
I heard it. All hail.
All right, go ahead.
Should pull over. And then I got to the... The page exit off of 270.
You know, can I tell a story?
What?
One time, I've never talked about this. years ago, when I was very young in my 20s, you know who Sid Caesar is, the comedian, the old comedian?
Yeah.
Like
Mel,
He goes back to Carl Reiner in those days. I had a chance to chauffeur him around town.
Really?
And we got into a storm and stuff started hitting the car. And he goes, "What is that?" I said, "Hail, Caesar."
Oh my goodness.
Well, he decided to take Dan's lead. Saw how well that went. And
one
then
time I had Dan
Caesar
in the car from the Postage Vets. Same thing happened. He said, "What's that?" I said, "Hail, Dan."
Yeah. Thank goodness. I don't know him well, but he is one of the worst pictures of taken by him when you go to his columns. I don't know how if they get to pick out of multiple images for that.
You don't know him. Have you seen him in person?
No.
Maybe that's a flattering picture.
Well, that is true.
I have seen him in person, and
it's pretty much alongside with the picture.
Yeah, pretty much.
I did take him lunch. I did take him lunch one time. I said, "Salad, Caesar." Thank you.
It never ends.
And then there was the person on Page, off of 270, and there's that overpass you drive underneath before you get off at Westport Plaza Drive.
Yep.
And somebody decided to sit in the lane of traffic under the overpass.
Oh, that's just not because smart.
Instead of just pulling over on the shoulder?
Yes.
Oh.
They go, "I'm going to save my car no matter what, even if it requires me to sit in a lane of traffic."
I'll save it, except the rear end will be smashed.
Yeah, really. When people can't see, that's not a very smart thing to do.
No.
And then the last thing I have, I was debating on whether to bring this up or not, but then I decided to go ahead and do it. Somebody on Twitter the other day asked this question, and I'm going to ask it as delicately as I can, and was surprised, and I was kind of surprised at the feedback he got, how the people on both sides of this issue were very strong in their stance. It's almost like the toilet paper roll. Over or under?
Oh, very passionate about it. I say over also. Over. Yeah.
Yes, you get people viciously on the other side saying,
"Well, they're wrong.
That's stupid." Well, yeah.
They're wrong.
So I'm going to ask this question, not getting too graphic though. Their question was, when you go to the restroom.
It's from me. This was me.
What?
You're not about to talk about what I asked you about the other day, are you?
I don't think so.
Go ahead. We'll see.
When you go to the bathroom and you are finished, and there's a process that you have to do before you leave the bathroom.
Wipe?
Right. Well, I wasn't going to say that word.
Dan, wipe is a disgusting
word. I was trying to be delicate about it. Dan just jumps right in head first. I'm trying to tiptoe around this. Wipe?
Dan says, "I'll try to be delicate," and Dan goes, "Wipe? You wipe your butt?"
The question
you have to do that. It's something
everybody has to do. Yeah. Women have to do it every time they go to the restroom. But the question was, when you do that, do you stand or sit?
It's a personal question.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't have a problem with talking about a lot of this stuff.
I don't have a problem with saying which one I choose.
What you're
going
to say is that you find it weird that anybody would stand.
Yes.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
How did you know that? Are you, which side, well, do you mind?
I'm a stander.
You're a stander.
Yes.
I'm a stander, too.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, see, that's one of those issues where you probably look at the other side and go, well, how do you do it that way?
It's a lot easier than not standing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that way, but that's why it was interesting.
Well, you're also not fat.
Well, sure I am. But I don't know. This is the problem,
it's
too.
It's hard, because at a point, now you have to get more graphic.
Yes.
And it becomes...
But I just thought that was very interesting, that it's one of those... It's kind of like the toilet paper roll thing, where people look at the other people like they're crazy.
Was it just, like, down the middle, though?
I think so. For the most part, it was pretty much... here you go, 60-40 in favor of sitting, after this guy did a...
A survey? Personally, I don't care what anybody else does.
It's one of those interesting things, though, because that's one of those things that's done behind closed doors, and you usually don't discuss.
Look, Peon, when we talked about the wet wipes, there were people that thought you and I are out of our minds.
They probably still do, yeah,
and
for
the most
part. I
don't understand how anybody could not get that.
After trying that, yes. I don't know how you could ever go...
Go back.
Go back. Yeah. But that was it. I just thought that was...
I have wet wipes at the house now.
Have you...
because of you,
you've come over to the wet side?
Yeah, come to the wet side.
It's almost like the dark side of the forest.
Mm-hmm. Can we close it?
Yes.
All right, close the bird side. Before we break for Colin Jeffrey, one, Greg, I am going to do your joke today. Greg called earlier. Yes, I will do that joke today. It's been a long time. But I'm also going to tell you quickly the joke. This is like a huge bonus joke day that Greg told me, and I don't mind mentioning his name. Greg White is an attorney in Clayton, and he told me a joke years ago. And at the time, it was the only joke he had ever gotten on me that I didn't know. And here's the joke. And it's so ridiculous. But he and I are on the same joke page, so we appreciate the same stupid stuff. A performer who's an illusionist, he's several things. He's a magician, he's an acrobat, and he's on stage at a packed house. He says, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do something that I have never done. I've never rehearsed. But and it's going to... When I even say what it is, a lot of you will be shocked, and you may consider getting up and leaving. Please don't do that, because this is a first. No one's ever done it. No one's ever tried it. But I know me, and I know my abilities, and I can do this. I know I can do it. I would never attempt it. I'm going to ask a volunteer to come up on the stage. You, sir, and this average-looking guy gets up there, and he goes, and what is your name? He says, it's Byron. He goes, Byron, walk over there and grab that sledgehammer sitting up against that table. And he does, and you can tell it's a heavy sledgehammer. He says, Byron, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to lie down, and I'm going to rest my head on this small wooden block. I want you to come down as hard as you can with that sledgehammer and hit me in the skull. Byron says, I can't do that. He says, I'm sorry, Byron, we're on stage in front of thousands and thousands of people. Please, don't put the brakes on my show. What I'm asking is a simple request. Raise the sledgehammer over your head. Bring it down on my skull. Byron said, I don't... He says, Byron, help me out here, man. This is... And he whispers to him. He says, this is really awkward. You're ruining my show. Just do it. Byron is sweating. He. This is not a comfortable thing to do. He says, Byron, I am a professional entertainer, performer, magician, illusionist, contortionist. Just do this. I've been doing this forever. I know I can do it. I'll count you down. One, two, come on! And Byron, sledgehammer. And this guy, the performer, limp. Just a limp body. Just and then the audience thinks this is part of the act. Yeah, they're going, part of the act. And then as minutes go by, they realize it's not part of the act. And now the manager runs from off stage and grabs the mic and goes, is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor? Please, anybody. Is there a doctor? This is not a joke. This is not part of the show. You know how they always over. Yeah. And sure enough, a doctor runs forward. He goes, somebody call 911. They call in. The paramedics show up. And Byron, who has hit him with the sledgehammer and caused this, even though he was forced to almost, feels horrible. So he says, can I jump in the ambulance? I feel so bad. I want to go with him. And he goes, who are you? Are you a relative? He goes, no, man, I'm the guy that hit him with a sledge. And he says, I'm going, whether you like it or not. He jumps in the ambulance. They go to the hospital. They admit him. They take him into the ER. And Byron is pacing. He's behind himself. He goes, oh, my goodness, please keep me posted. How's he doing? He can't die. He can't die. If he dies, I will have killed him. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. They said, Byron, calm down. He's a showman. He's a showman. He says he said he could do that act and do it successfully. Maybe he just made a bad call. It's not your fault. So Byron, when they put him in a room, he's in a coma. So Byron sits next to his bed and won't leave. Someone has to bring him wet wipes to kind of wipe himself and clean up with. They bring him food. He says, I'm not leaving. I'm the one who hit him with a sledgehammer. I know he said he could pull this off. But I hit him, and now he's in a coma, and I'm not leaving until he comes. Oh, my goodness, hopefully he comes out of it. Days turn into weeks. Every day, Byron is right there by the bedside of a man he doesn't even know, a performer. A man who said he could pull this off. And Byron's praying, and he's watching. After 3 months, the equipment that there's a spike, a sign of something is happening, and the performer's eyes kind of flutter. Myron stands up and he stares at him in bed, and the performer's eyes open, and the performer sits up in bed, raises his hands and goes, ta-da! Now, I understand there are people who don't think that's that funny. I think it's hilarious. Thank you, Greg, for the joke. And yes, I'll do the other joke for you in the Playhouse today. Give me a moment here to talk about Mark and Jason. I don't like it when I hear people go, my friends, be sure to see my friends and tell them Nancy sent you or whatever. I don't like that. They are friends. But we're talking business here, and the fact that they're my friends is not nearly as important as the fact that I do business with them. And I don't hesitate to ask you to do the same, Mark and Jason. Now, you have 401k or some other similar type retirement program. You think about retiring or changing jobs. There's some questions that you have to ask. If you don't, you should have questions to ask, like, should I roll this over? Should I cash it out? What kind of interest will it get? That kind of thing. Questions you don't know the answer to, but they do. So our recommendation is simple. If you have $25,000 or more that you have invested or money you have to be invested, how can it be a bad idea to set up a meeting with Mark and Jason? There's no high pressure. If they look at what you're doing with your money and they see that you've done everything right, they'll tell you, we think you've done everything right here. It won't cost you anything. It's complimentary. You just have to go to the website, call them, and say, I'd like to meet with you. That's it. And it's, again, complimentary. Won't cost you anything. And how can a second opinion ever hurt, even if you do already have another advisor? Second opinion is not a bad idea. MarkandJason.com. And here's Peon to tell you what they're members of.
The members of the SIPC and NYSE.
He did it. He did it. Every once in a while, I'm going to start throwing curves like that, just to kind of see who's on top of it. Again, it's Mark and Jason. Don't go, .com. Don't go away. Colin Jeffries coming in to tell us what to watch and what to avoid on the Big 550 KTRS. Meet.
All right, this rain is wreaking havoc with traffic. Traffic, I'm sure. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, you've got the lights that are on red flash at Lindbergh. It's Sappington causing big backups. Westbound 44 is jammed up from Grand to Hampton. Eastbound 44, Grand to 55. Now we've got a crash reported eastbound 44 east of Lewis Road. You've got an accident now reported southbound 270 north of Gravoy. They're working with an accident on northbound 55 underneath the Mattis overpass. That's got the two right lanes blocked. It looks like you're backed up to Butler Hill. Southbound 55 is jammed up pretty well now from River de Pere, and that goes down through Rivas Barracks. And then westbound 364, you're heavy from Bennington Place up through the Veterans Bridge. And this report brought to you by GoDaddy. Sales drive your business. Customers drive sales. GoDaddy helps you drive both with memorable domains, online marketing tools, and 24/7 help. Go you, GoDaddy. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTR.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
It starts with a love song. Take me out, she says. To the ball game, he asks. It's time to check the schedule and make a date. For baseball, Cardinals baseball. Why stay home when you can chill in front of St. Louis's newest big screen and watch an award-winning drama with your partner by your side? So don't be shy. Give your loved one the world's biggest diamond. Or share a kiss with 40,000 fans and get ready for some fireworks. A date like this will always be a winner, because the best catch of the summer will be sitting right next to you, ready for baseball. Cardinals baseball. Don't miss the Cards and Nationals at Busch Stadium the weekend of April 29th through May 1st. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com. Input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite cap with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living Inc. located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
The hardest part of any home project is the heavy lifting. But with the Works AeroCart, the 8-in-1 all-purpose carrier, I can easily move the heaviest loads. The AeroCart is a wheelbarrow, trailer mover, rock and plant mover, a dolly, bag holder, and more. Its turbo lift technology makes 200 pounds feel like 17. Move it all, lift it all, do it all by yourself. It's Works season. Find the Works AeroCart in the garden section at your local Home Depot.
We all have big dreams, whether it's buying a new home, paying off your bills, or even college tuition. Vincent Mortgage understands that sometimes we all need a little help, and that's why we're here. By using the equity in your home, you can turn these big dreams into a reality. Call today and let one of our experienced loan officers help you find the best options for your financial future. 314-839-9999 or visit VincentMortgage.com.
NMLS 225-095-12801, Flushing Meadows, St. Louis 63131.
How can you save a bundle on your taxes in retirement? Learn how to avoid the most common retirement tax traps that could cost you thousands on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
The robots are coming. The robots are coming. The robots are coming.
The robots are coming.
The robots are coming. The first robotics championship coming to St. Louis, and you're invited. Join the Kill Point Show, broadcasting live from the Dome at America Center, Friday, April 29th from 10 until 1. Hundreds of student robot teams ages 6 to 18 coming from all over the world to compete on special playing fields to see who's got the top bot. It's the Martin Kill Point Show, broadcasting live from the Dome at America Center, Friday, April 29th on the Big 550. KTRS.
The clown with his
friends
down at the dance.
That's
the
dream
of romance for the scene, where the villain is me.
Pele, why don't you just calm down? Thank you. A lot of people call and say, Frank, I love it when you do Martin and Lewis. What great impressions. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It is time for entertainment, and Colin Jeffrey has it. He's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window company, and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, please, a nice warm welcome for Colin Jeffrey.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you?
They love you, Colin. They love you.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm doing fantastic. What's going on?
Well, we don't have a lot of DVDs out this week. We have Krampus, which was sort of
Krampus?
What the heck is that? Krampus is the evil spirit. He's the anti-Santa Claus. And so that's out on DVD. It's got Adam Scott, Tony Collette in it. It's a sort of horror comedy mashup, and I liked it. It's fun enough.
A funny name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Krampus.
Ride Along 2 with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. The first Ride Along was funny. The second one was not so funny. And Son of Saul, that won an Academy Award for Best Foreign Picture. So you can see that if you would like.
Yeah, before anybody considers putting money in Ice Cube's pocket, let's not forget that Ice Cube was part of NWA, and that's the group that did the song F the Police. Mm-hmm. So I'm not giving him a nickel of my money.
Okay. So don't buy Ride Along 2 then, Frank.
Well, I won't.
Good. TV this week, and we're going to do something special with TV. We're going to start looking at the summer TV because it starts coming out now and into the next month. All those summer shows are coming back. So this week, Netflix has a very big week, but we'll mention just another show real quick. Last night, you may have missed it. Turn, Washington Spy, started its third season on AMC. Have you ever watched this?
No.
It talks about this secret group of spies that were trying to disrupt British operations leading up to and into the Revolutionary War. But now this season, we finally get into Benedict Arnold being appointed commandant in Philadelphia. So we all know how that turns out. It's been pretty good. It's up and down, but overall, I like it. And the third season has begun, and now we're getting some names that you would recognize mixed in here. So if you want to try something different, it's an espionage thriller in the 18th century.
I've never been much on the spies movies, but we did see recently the Tom Hanks thing, the thing about the bridge.
Bridge of Spies.
Yeah, Bridge of Spies. That was good.
Yes.
That was very good. And I normally don't like the spy thing.
Yeah, and that was a big upset at the Oscars with Mark Rylance winning the Academy Award for that. Over Sylvester Stallone. For
Stallone was not happy. Let me tell you something.
Really?
No. Do you mind? I know it's your segment. Can I play a little bit of an interview?
Of course.
I talked to Sly Stallone about that, not getting the Academy Award. He was not happy. I said, Sly, how do you feel?
Yeah, I was pretty ticked off about it. You know, I said, hey, you look at me. Yo, Adrian, I'm over here, you know?
Yeah, he's not happy.
Wow.
Not happy.
I think they like me.
Colin, if you ever want to talk to any of these big stars, I have all their numbers.
Well, that's good to know.
Cell phone number.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
That's
just... Saturday night, you can see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Of what artists?
Well, several, but NWA was there.
No thanks. I'm telling you something. When a group does a song called F the Police,
I talked about this the other day. Sometimes a look will put me off. I'll see an artist that's just so weird and out there and covered in tattoos and piercings and spikes through their tongue. I'm out. I don't care anything about it. And I'm kind of that way with this group. When they did F the Police, I just scratched their name right off. I don't want anything to do with that. That is not what we need in this country.
I don't understand why they just don't change the name to Music Hall of Fame, because it's not, they say Rock and
Why
Roll
Hall of
Fame.
Why would NWA change their name to Music Hall of Fame?
No, not them.
No, no. Rock and Roll,
I'm saying, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because there's not a...
Well, Steve Miller got in and was awful in his performance.
Oh,
and
yeah. I heard
huge
that.
Issues. So you can actually watch this train wreck. They also did a Bowie tribute. Cheap Trick was there. So if you want to see, because this was a weird one, there was a lot of controversy coming out of this ceremony. It is Saturday night on HBO. A new movie coming out on Netflix. It's called Special Correspondence. Ricky Gervais wrote, directed, and co-stars in the series about a pair of New York radio journalists who can't get to Ecuador while a war is going on there, so they start faking combat zone reports from their apartment in Queens. Yes.
Well, this has actually been done.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm not going to name the name. But the CNN correspondent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we could name him, but okay, we won't. Netflix also on Friday has another they've got a documentary out called Team Foxcatcher. And, a year and a half ago, Steve Carell was in Foxcatcher. I enjoyed the movie. It was a little slow, but it's the creepy story of... John DuPont saying, I want to win a gold medal with the wrestling team. So he brings all the best wrestlers in the U.S. to his compound, starts training them there, and becomes unhinged and ends up shooting one of the wrestlers. Dave Schultz was his name, wrestling champion.
So this actually happened.
This actually happened. And they did a movie about it that I enjoyed, but again was slow. Well, this time, and my wife actually pointed, she brought this to my attention, this movie on Netflix on Friday. They go to Dave Schultz's wife, the man who was killed, and she provides old film footage, home movies of their time at Foxcatcher when they were actually on. And so you see DuPont over the course of this becoming more and more unhinged to the point where he eventually murders one of them. So this Friday on Netflix, I would highly encourage that you stream that. And then
I've never been interested in wrestling. I've always had a problem with a guy's face shoved into some guy's nutsack. I don't that doesn't do it for me.
Well, that's a move. Yeah. That's called the nutsack move.
Yeah.
They have the figure four, the full Nelson, and the nutsack. That's 2 points.
There's a joke, and the punchline is Father Nelson. Go ahead.
Then we'll just real quickly run over the first couple weeks of May, some of the new television coming back for the summer season. Next Monday, so May 2nd, Houdini and Doyle premieres on Fox. Do not watch this show. Do not watch this show.
Okay? You hardly ever say that.
This is sort of an X-Files in Victorian era. It's if Harry Houdini and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle teamed up to investigate things. Fox is counting on you saying, oh, that sounds interesting. It's not. Don't watch it. Avoid it. Houdini and Doyle next Monday on Fox. Hopefully it goes away. Person of Interest on CBS comes back for its last season on Tuesday. And the way they're actually working this is over 6 weeks, they're going to show 2 episodes a week to get through the last season very quickly.
I don't know anything about that, Joe.
Oh, wow. That started out as just a straightforward procedural in which Jim Caviezel played like a retired, lost CIA black ops agent who gets found by this computer programmer. He created a computer that analyzed everything that was happening in New York and could predict terrorist activities. But it also found all these people who are going to be murdered or severely injured or the victim of sexual assault. And it spit those names out separately and said, it sort of said, we can't do anything about this. There's too many. Well, this computer programmer said, oh, no, I can do something. And he got Jim Caviezel to help him stop all of this. And so it was a procedural, and now it's it's gone away from there, but it's still very good. But the final season starts. I'm kind of sad to see it go. Undercover Boss comes back for another season on May 15th.
I've watched it a couple of times, and once or twice I saw it, and I liked it, and then I didn't like it, and I don't know. It looks a little...
Two stage for me.
Yes, thank you. It's
a couple of times I've caught it just flipping channels and I've stayed and watched it. Yeah, it seems, yeah, I don't know.
You wonder, okay, how much of this do they really not know and how much do they really know? I mean, it's hard to believe.
They have the bosses put on the most awful fake wigs and mustaches and beards.
That was my problem. That was my problem with it, is that the employee has to be sitting, looking at this guy going, there's something weird about you. It's okay. It's a good idea. The idea was good.
But hopefully that doesn't have... My issue is recently they... It used to be, here are good employees. That might be every episode now. There's one employee who's a bad boy, and they've got to see this and get frustrated and threaten to fire them or fire them. And it's just... It's gotten too far away from what it's supposed to be.
They kept it from being real for me. Look, anybody who's worked anywhere, if the undercover boss really was mingling and hanging out with employees, they'd be cussing, this effing place, what do you want to work here for? I mean, they don't have any of that.
No.
Nobody curses. It's a little unbelievable for me.
Yeah. And then May 18th, Royal Pains comes back on USA. We'll get to the back half of May when we get closer to it, but we'll go over this every week or two because there's a lot of... There's even more new TV over the summer, so we'll mention all that. A couple of quick stories. Twin Peaks is coming back on Showtime. They revealed their cast today. 217 people are in the cast. It's enormous. Yes. Saturday Night Live says they will cut ads by 30% next season because they want to give more time to the show back. I don't know how that's going to work because I think they have difficulty filling the show now.
Well, the way it's going to work is they're going to have to get more for each of those ads.
Oh.
And convince the advertisers that people will be paying more attention.
Yeah,
there's a big sales pitch involved here.
They're saying because younger people watch it, they want fewer ads, and then they're going to do these things called limited branding content pods. And when I figure out what that means, I'll tell you. But I just don't think they need 30% more show. Like, they have difficulty filling it already. Game of Thrones is so popular, came back last night, that it has an effect on the amount of porn being watched online.
Well, then it is popular.
One of the porn sites noted that during the Game of Thrones premiere, there was a 4% drop in their amount of traffic, which may not seem like a lot, but they said that is millions and millions of people. So Game of Thrones, so popular. And the last thing, I remember it fondly from growing up. You may as well, Ian. Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
Never heard of it.
Yes.
It had Slimer from the Ghostbusters on. It came out in 1987 as part of Ghostbusters.
It was a juice box that came out during the Ghostbusters movie. And Slimer, of course, was that green ghost. Remember him? He was made of slime.
Yeah.
And they made a drink out of it.
And it was supposed to taste like orange and tangerines, but... I don't think any one of us could have figured that out without them telling us. Well, they're bringing it back for the new Ghostbusters show, so we will all be able to once again have Hi-C Ecto-Cooler.
That new Ghostbusters is either going to be really funny or really horrible.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be okay.
I don't think it's going to be good.
Great or awful. I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Colin Jeffrey, everybody. He'll be back Friday with Paul Harvey. Don't forget, he's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Now, how do we do this? Is Cleveland going to make it on time, you think? Or?
I don't know. He hasn't showed it. He said he's in the U.S. Open pickleball tournament. So
that's right. In Florida.
Yeah, and I don't know if he was going to make it on today or not.
We're tied here. See if we can get him to go in the playhouse. See how that works.
I don't even know if he'll be able to go in the playhouse. I'll have to check. I can see.
He calls himself a professional?
Yeah. Oh, there he is calling.
There he is. Well, you know what? Take the call right now and just yell out yes or no for the playhouse. Yes means you can. No means you can't. Folks, I know this is awkward.
He's involved in some very high competition pickleball, so I could see why it would get in the way of...
I sure can, too. What? Break away from pickleball?
Job here.
You can't do that. This is a real tournament. I don't know why it's taking so long to say playhouse yes or no.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Good for you. Thank you, Bill. That'll work just fine. That'll give me a chance to do this, to invite all of you who do your banking somewhere other than First Community Credit Union to knock it off. Change that. You know what would thrill us to death? If every single person who's AM and the PM all decided to do their banking at First Community. We have a significant percentage of you. We know that. But if all of you did it, what a wonderful world this would be. As was that Herman's Hermits? I think that was Herman's Hermits. We're not asking you, again, we're not asking you to consider doing anything that you won't thank us for. This is a great place to bank. I'll bet there's nothing about where you bank that can cause you to give me a real reason why you love it there so much. No. You can't. Well, they have drive-through. Everybody has drive-through. So, come on. What do they have that's so great? You can't do it. You can't do it. Unless your wife works there or your husband works there, okay, you get a pass. Otherwise, why are you banking there? Come with us. Come with us. Join First Community Credit Union. Great fresh popcorn all the time. Popsicles when it's hot in the summer, and that's coming before you know it. Terrific rates that are very competitive and outstanding service and everything you'd want from a bank. Business banking, personal banking, debit card, all that stuff, checks, whatever. Great place to bank. Must be because there are 42 locations, and it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And they sponsor the Yard Show on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner, and that's a huge hit. We can't thank them enough for that. Please, please, please continue to tell them your AM and the PM. That is so important, and we appreciate it. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
See how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got an accident on eastbound Highway 44 near Lewis Road that has the highway shut down and traffic is backed up just about to Highway 109. You've got another accident on westbound 40 at Lindbergh, westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. The left lane is blocked there. We have the accident on northbound 55 that's underneath the Mattis Overpass before 270. That had two right lanes blocked backing up to Butler Hill. Now, if you're traveling to Illinois, eastbound Highway 40 is jammed up now from, it looks like, about Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Then you have westbound 70 that's running slow past Jennings Station Road, and eastbound 70, you're jammed up pretty heavy now from O'Fallon Park to the Museo Veterans Bridge. They're working with an incident on the Illinois side that has things really jammed up. This report brought to you by Panera Bread. Get mom something she'll love, a Panera Bread gift card. She'll love it because you'll get a gift too. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local Panera for terms and restrictions. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big 550 KTRS. We're live, we're local, and now we're 20 years old.
Happy birthday, KTRS!
Our secret for longevity? We're a locally owned, community-driven radio station with local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans while we work, play, and live in St. Louis.
Hi, I'm Dave Schumacher.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoyne.
Hi, this is Randy Naughton.
Hey, it's John Carney.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion.
Hi, I'm Dan Strauss.
This is Laurie Connors.
Can't get more local than this. The Big 550 KTRS. For 20 years, we're more.